Would you guys say that athletes know the human body better than most?
I would say no.
I got opposing opinions here.
Because their job is their body.
Yes.
Right.
That's what I would think, too. Well, one thing I like to do at camp is to seek out players from Texas who are on the Cowboys. And I did that with DeMarvian Overshawn, who was a player at UT.
Yeah.
And he was really prominent the third pick by the Cowboys, I believe.
Third round pick.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's from the little town of Arp.
Yeah. And we cover that in this as I gave DeMarvian a quiz on the human body.
Hey, DeMarvian, you got a moment?
Yes, sir.
Just mic check 1-2 real quick.
Mic check 1-2. Mic check 1-2.
There you go. DeMarvian, I just have a few questions for you. Philosophers have often said that the people who know the human body the best are NFL athletes because you guys train so hard. So I want to ask you about the human body and give a little quiz about the human body.
A little quiz, okay.
What is the proper name for the thigh bone?
The femur.
What percentage of the human body is water?
70%? 70%.
Between 70 and 90%?
Somewhere like that. I think it's 70%. Am I right?
That's pretty close, yeah. Around 60, 65%.
Okay, 60,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, somewhere in there. True or false? Your thumb is as long as your nose.
False.
That's true.
That's true.
The human female's egg is fertilized deep inside the what?
Deep inside the...
You can say it. You can say it. I mean, yeah, it's medical.
The vagina? Am I right? Or the...
No, I was looking for fallopian tubes.
Yeah, I did not know that.
The smallest bones in the human body are found in the blank.
In the foot.
It's ear. Nobody has ever heard of womanopause, but many have heard of menopause. What is menopause?
It's like what women go through when they start bleeding.
Copulation is the product of what?
Copulation? Yeah. I don't know. It sounds like the double of something. Double of sales or something? I don't know.
Well, the answer is drinking, also acceptable as mistakes, and rooming with your cousin too long. Causes copulation. What are the main muscles you are working out when you do curls?
Biceps.
You have two kidneys, two corneas, two lungs, two intestines. How many livers do you have?
You have one liver.
What percentage of human males are born with mammary glands?
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but I'm 100%.
Oddly enough, that's correct. Was that a total guess on your part?
That was definitely a guess, but what? That's like the Adam though?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, I mean, close, yeah.
On average, women menstruate how many times a month?
Once.
What part of the body contains the optic nerve?
The optic nerve. I don't know. I'm going to say the arm.
What part of a human female has the highest concentration of nerve endings?
I don't know.
I'm looking for the literal answer, though.
Donna.
Oh, jeez.
Plural.
Locate using words the location of where the gluteus maximus is.
That's the ass. I mean the butt. He
corrected himself. Yeah.
The butt.
Yeah, I think that's right. What are cycle sisters?
Cycle sisters, oh, I don't know.
If you were to guess.
If I was to guess.
In sports, you should know what a cycle sister is.
Cycle sister, you know. If I was to guess, if it's something to do with a female.
Well, yeah. The sisters denotes that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Cycle sisters.
Hey, just don't fool like, me.
Is it women's periods? I don't know.
Women's periods?
Like
no,
you say
no, no,
cycle sisters.
Yeah, no, no. I'm talking about women who bicycle together, like race together in.
Oh, okay. Well, cycle know, sisters.
Where's your mind going here?
I thought we was talking about the body.
Come on, DeMarvian. What are you doing to me here?
Okay. I'm ready now.
Okay. All right. You can donate kidneys. You can donate a kidney.
You can donate a kidney.
But can you donate a heart?
No, you can't donate a heart. You need yours.
But people get heart transplants.
From people that's passed on already.
That's right. You can donate a heart, but it's got to be after you die.
Yeah.
Right. If a woman sheds her uterine lining, can she still live?
Good night.
Yeah.
How?
I don't know.
It's not necessary to live?
Well, uterine. I'm guessing that got something to do with her uterus.
Very good.
And some a uterus is very important.
It is. But can a woman live without it?
I don't think so. I think, you know, when they have babies and some people, you know, have that happen to them, they got to go into like immediate surgery or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Where are you from? Where are you from?
I'm from Arp, Texas.
Oh, that's right. You're a Texan.
Yes,
I forgot
sir.
About that.
Yes, sir.
I forgot about that. So you still have a lot of friends there.
I do.
Right? And they're rooting for you pretty hard.
They are.
Okay, I'm not sure if my station reaches all the way there, but if you would like to, I'd love for you to give a shout-out to some of your friends there, some of your
man,
buddies.
I want to shout-out back home, Arp, Texas, East Texas area in general, you know. Man, I love y'all. I'm going to continue doing this, not only for me, but for, you know, everybody. And, you know, like I say, I appreciate the support, and thank you all again.
That's awesome.
Thank
all
you.
The women will love hearing that, all the ones with uterine linings and without. You're awesome, man.
Man, I appreciate it. Yes, sir.
You're the best.
You have a good one.
Take care. He was so nice.
He was.
So great.
I knew what the questions were going
what?
To be.
You're not interested in the human body?
Well, yeah, I think we all have an interest, but no one has an interest in cycles much as you do.
I clarified what I was talking about.
We've got to go.